There, the Chazanish, at the very, very end of Orach Chaim in Siman Kuf Chaf Hei, has a section titled Sidur Nesinas Parshias HaTorah. It has nothing to do with Halacha, but it was a chapter that the Chazanish put at the end of his Chedushim on Orach Chaim. And the Chazanish discusses the order in which the mitzvos were given to Klal Yisrael and when things were taught where and what was taught at what time. In the biography of the Chazanish by Dr. Benny Brown, he says that he heard from a Talmud of the Chazanish, Rav Tzvi Aryeh Yehuda, that the Chazanish wrote this piece in response to questions of biblical criticism. And he was addressing certain issues about the ordering of the Torah. And the Chazanish, in fact, writes in the beginning, just to give you a piece of how difficult this topic is and how it can make your head spin when discussing which mitzvahs were given when, he says, regarding the specific order of the giving of the parshas of the Torah, there's a lot to discuss, and you have to work really, really hard to understand it. It's not clear what was taught when. So if it was difficult for the Chazanish, then Kal v'chomer, ben beno shel Kal v'chomer, it's not going to be so easy for us to understand exactly what was given when. But we're going to do our best to attempt to explain it. The Ramban writes in his Akdama to Dvarim that what is Sefer Dvarim, and what exactly was taught when, and why does Dvarim repeat certain things and not repeat certain things? So the Ramban says that, first of all, Dvarim contains Chazara review that the Jews needed regarding specific mitzvos before they went into Eretz Yisrael. In addition, he says, the new things that are in Dvarim that we did not find in the first four books are things that were taught by Moshe, were taught to Moshe by Hashem, but they were not taught until now. Meaning Moshe had them in his head by Har Sinai, but he didn't tell anybody. He waited 40 years later to teach them these particular mitzvos. Why? Because those mitzvos, for whatever reason, that Moshe saved to teach at the end of the 40 years, he felt were only necessary as they went into Eretz Yisrael at this time. Whatever reason, he did not feel the need to teach them earlier on. And that's the sheet of the Ramban. The Radbaz has a tshuva in Chelek Vav, in Simin Beis Alafim Kufim Agimel. That's 2,143, in volume 6 of the Radbaz. And he questions the Ramban. He says, first of all, if Hashem commanded the mitzvahs to Moshe and Har Sinai, then how did Moshe have permission to withhold Nevuah for 40 years? When you get a Nevuah from Hashem, you have to teach it to Klal Yisrael. So where did Moshe get the right to not teach something to Klal Yisrael that was given to him by Hashem? And if Hashem told Moshe to only teach those mitzvos before entering Eretz Yisrael, then why can we call that the Moshe was taught them on Har Sinai? Lemaisa, Moshe was taught it before the entrance to go into Eretz Yisrael. That's not the mitzvos of Har Sinai. That's really the mitzvos that Hashem essentially told Moshe before entering Eretz Yisrael. And also, if all of the mitzvos hatalus ba'aretz, the mitzvos that depend on the land of Israel, were only observed in Eretz Yisrael, why would Hashem teach them to Yotzei Mitzrayim? Why are some of those mitzvos that have to do with entering Eretz Yisrael taught earlier in the Torah then? They should have been taught only to the generation that was going to go into the land of Israel. And most of the new mitzvos in Devarim are mitzvos haguf. They're mitzvos not related to the land of Israel. So why weren't they taught to the people who left Mitzrayim? And why wasn't benching, bal tosif, gerushin, divorce, all taught earlier on? And the Radbaz does not understand the Ramban at all, and his shita. So the Radbaz suggests that the mitzvos taught in Arvos Moav, before they went into the land, were new mitzvos. Those are all new mitzvos, never taught before. Why weren't they taught before? So Radbaz says, I don't know. A lot of things were taught for different reasons at different times. I'm not a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem has his reasons why he taught Moshe certain things at certain times. Why come only things were taught in the Ohel Moed? How come certain things weren't taught at a different time? He says, we can't know. It's the Ratzon Hashem, and we can't understand why. And for whatever reason, Hashem taught certain mitzvos to Moshe at certain periods, and all the mitzvos taught to Moshe from Hashem are still the Ratzon Hashem. It doesn't make it less of a mitzvah if Hashem taught it to Moshe on Har Sinai, or he taught it to him in the Ohel Moed, in Vayikra, or he taught it to him in Arvos Moav. It's all the Ratzon Hashem, and they're all equally important. And he says, Ein nafkamina ledina. It should make no difference to you and your Amunah in the giving of the Torah, whether Hashem taught mitzvah 243 on Har Sinai, or in Arvos Moav, or in the Ohel Moed. The Ramban in Parshas Matos, for example, asks why the Parsha of Mechatas, of the Parah Aduma, was only taught after the war with Midian, but not earlier, after the war of Sichon and Og. What, there was no dead bodies after Sichon and Og? So the Ramban says, during the war of Sichon and Og, Tumah was Hutra. It did not make a person Tameh, and it was Hutra, and it didn't exist at that time. So the Radvaz explains that in the earlier war, Sichon v'Og, the mitzvah of v'chonoga b'chalal, that you can't, if you touch it, you're going to become Tameh, was not yet taught. And the Goyim were not metame; they did not impart Tumah of contact until they were taught. So we see again, the Radvaz understands, that there were certain mitzvahs that were not in effect and never known and never told to Moshe until a certain time. And it should not change your Amuna in Har Sinai one bit, says the Radvaz. That is the sheet of the Radvaz arguing with the Ramban. Clear? Good. So the Kli Chemda argues with the Radvaz. The first siman in the Kli Chemda, he notes that the entire Torah was given to Moshe at Har Sinai. Without question, all 613 mitzvos given to Moshe at Har Sinai. Even something, as we the Gemara says, that Talmud Vasek, that even a Talmud Chacham was going to be Mechadesh in the future, whatever that means. Therefore, he says, that the Ramban means the following. Everything was taught to Moshe on Har Sinai, but it wasn't written down until those times where it was recorded to be taught to Bnei Yisrael. Meaning, everything was given to Moshe on Har Sinai. But for whatever reason, at certain times, it was not recorded in the Torah and did not have the status of Torah Hashem until it's written down and was not taught to Bnei Yisrael until certain points. This is also the sheet of the Chazon Ish. Let's explain. So in our Gemara over here, we have a discussion regarding whether certain korbanos were taught before Maimon Har Sinai, after Maimon Har Sinai, the Gemara here in Chagiga on Daf Vav. And the middle, we are told an important point. That Rabbi Shmuel says all of the klalos, all of the general principles were taught at Har Sinai, and all of the pratos, all of the details were said in the Ohel Moed. And Rabbi Akiva says that the klalos and the pratos, the general points of the mitzvos and the details of the mitzvos, were said in Har Sinai and repeated in the Ohel Moed and said again for a third time in Arvos Moav. For example, we'll give the famous example, the mitzvah of Shemitah is in Parshas Mishpatim, in a general form. Mishpatim are all the things that are said in Har Sinai. That's the Ve'ela HaMishpatim. Ve'ela was also taught in Har Sinai. But Parshas Behar concludes the details of Shemitah, the particulars. And that was also said in Har Sinai. And Rashi there famously says, in the beginning of Parshas Behar, that this is Shitas Rabbi Akiva, the Klolos and the Pratim. And Rashi paskins that the general principles and the details are simply repeated again and again. It doesn't mean that Moshe only got the details in Parshas Behar. It means that Moshe just said them in Parshas Behar, but he got everything at Har Sinai. The Chazon Ish then asked the following question. If Moshe Rabbeinu heard all the details of the mitzvahs in Har Sinai, then why did he have to go back up a second time after he got the Torah for the first 40 days? What was the purpose of the second 40 days? The Chazon Ish says that the first 40 days, the bris was broken after the Chet HaEgel, and Moshe needed to create a new bris, a new covenant to go up again and to recreate the Torah. Rabbi Shmuel understands that if all the details of the mitzvahs were given at Har Sinai, then why would mitzvahs have to be repeated later on in the Torah? There's no purpose. That's why he has to come on to his point that not every single thing was either given or taught at Har Sinai to Moshe or to Bnei Yisrael. Therefore, it must have been klalos first, general principles first, and then details later. But according to Rabbi Akiva, why does the Torah repeat mitzvos over and over again? Doesn't Rabbi Akiva agree or believe that all the mitzvos are given at Har Sinai? What's the point of repeating particular mitzvos? So the Chazon Ish explains that the placement of the mitzvos in the Torah does not reflect when they were taught to Moshe. Rather, they reflect when Moshe was given permission to teach those mitzvahs to Klal Yisrael. And that's how you have to read the Torah. You have to read the Torah that Moshe is being told by Hashem, now Moshe, tell them this. I know I told you to do this in Har Sinai, but now tell them, give them this shir. Teach them this mitzvah. The one that I told you all the way in Har Sinai. And therefore the order is as follows. At Har Sinai, everything was taught to Moshe. During the 40 years, different parts of the Torah were orally related to Bnei Yisrael. And at the end of 40 years, everything was written down, according to the Chazon Ish. There was no concrete Torah until the end of 40 years. The Chazon Ish brings the Gemara in Bava Basra, that certain mitzvahs were given through the events of certain people, right, Benos Tzalafchad, regarding what to do in the case of B'chor and things like that, the Mekoshesh Eitzim regarding Shabbos, in order to give a zechus, a merit to those people who brought about those mitzvahs. So the Chazon Ish asks, according to Rabbi Akiva, Moshe knew already from Har Sinai about firstborn and Shabbos and the Mekoshesh. So what does that mean to give merit to Benos Tzalafchad or to give merit to the Mekoshesh? Moshe knew this already from Har Sinai, according to Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Shmuel, it makes sense, but according to Rabbi Akiva, there's no mitzvah that Moshe didn't already know from Har Sinai. So the first answer to the Chazon Ish is that the concepts, there's very, very specific minor details Moshe didn't get. Prate dinim, super specific details that were taught later on. That's one approach. The other approach is the approach we're going with, says the Chazon Ish, that Moshe knew all these details, but Hashem didn't give Moshe permission to transmit these dinim to Klal Yisrael on his own. And when the Gemara says Moshe didn't know by Benos Tzalafchad or the Mekoshesh Eitzim, it doesn't mean he didn't know. It means that Moshe wasn't given permission to reveal these halachos on his own. Of course Moshe knew them, but he didn't have permission to teach them until this time. Then the Chazon Ish says, Tzarachian, he doesn't love that answer, but he says Tzarachian on regarding that approach. And he leaves a number of Tzarachians as well. As the Chazon Ish said, it's a hard nut to crack. Let's just end with a couple more points. He continues in Os Gimel that the Torah was repeated three times in Arvos Moav, and the Shekhinah spoke through the throat of Moshe Rabbeinu, and that refers to Dvarim. For example, the Ramban in Dvarim Parakeh says that when Moshe first explained the mitzvah of Shabbos in the Aseres HaDibros in Har Sinai, he explained the Zachor aspects of the mitzvahs. He repeated the Aseres HaDibros in Dvarim, he highlighted the Shamor aspects of Shabbos. And this explains the idea that in Devarim we know that the Shekhinah spoke through the throat of Moshe. Moshe is importing divine meaning in throughout the words of Sefer Devarim. And then the Chazon Ish says that at the end of 40 years, Moshe was commanded to write the Torah and to give it to Klal Yisrael. The Sefer Torah contained mitzvos that have the lashon of Sinai, the language of Sinai, mitzvos that have the lashon, the language of Arvos Moav, and there are mitzvos which appear several times, all according to the command of Hashem to Moshe Rabbeinu. Again, according to the Chazon Ish, Moshe knew all of it, but different times called for different moments to teach those mitzvos. So then the Chazon Ish gives a beautiful hasbar. Why were the mitzvos given in such a strange way? Fine. That's where the mitzvos were given. Moshe knows everything, but he's commanded to give different things in different languages at different points in the desert. Why? What's accomplished by teaching the mitzvos in such a way? So the Chazon Ish says, why didn't he just write an orderly Rambam, right? A Sefer Mitzvahs. Wouldn't that have been much better? You open up a Sefer Torah, Mitzvah Aleph, Mitzvah Beis, Mitzvah Gimel, and we'd be done, and now we're taking care of everything. So the Chazon Ish says, it's a reference to Torah Shebaal Peh, which was given to Moshe and Har Sinai. Hashem was makbid to dictate the different changes of language throughout the Torah. And the differences in the way the mitzvahs were written down reflect Torah Shebaal Peh. It gives a sense of an oral tradition. Hashem speaking to Moshe, Moshe passing it on to the different generations of the Midbar. And that highlights Torah Shebaal Peh within Torah Shebichsav, says the Chazon Ish. And the structure of Chumash attaches Torah Shebaal Peh to Torah Shebichsav. What a beautiful approach to bring the two together. Just want to bring five nafgaminas where we find similar tension that we can use this to answer it. For example, the Tzedek L'Derech in Parshas Korach asks how Korach could have asked whether a house full of Sfarim needed a mezuzah if mezuzah wasn't taught until Parshas Veschanan. It's a good kasha, no? So he says, because it must be certain things were taught, but they weren't recorded until later on in Parshas Veschanan, but Moshe maybe spoke about them in general terms earlier on. Okay. The Tosfos written by Basra Kuf Yutes explains that even the Gemara says that Benos Tzalachav have the Zuchus of the Parsha of Anachla being taught because of them, but Moshe was told about this mitzvah on Har Sinai and didn't reveal it until later on, as we noted by the Chazon Ish as well. The Orach Chaim HaKadosh in Parshas Pinchas notes our machlokas Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel, general points or detailed points, and he says that this is only regards to the order in which the mitzvahs were taught to the Jewish people. But the Orach Chaim says they both agree that Moshe was given all of the klalim and the pratim in Har Sinai. The only thing Rabbi Akiva is saying is when were the pratim taught, but not when they were received. That's a chiddush of the Orach Chaim. If that's the case, then this episode of the Nachla happened after Aaron died. This is a kashan or a chayim. the case of the Nachlin b'no Salafat happens, Aaron HaKohen dies. That means Aaron HaKohen died without knowing all of the Torah. Isn't that a strange thing to think about? Aaron dies and he never learned the chelik of the Torah. Because the chelik of the Torah b'no Salafat was not taught to Klal Yisrael or given permission by Moshe to teach Klal Yisrael until afterwards. It's a strange thing to think about, that Aaron HaKohen was lacking in his Yedias HaTorah. It wasn't full. But that's the way it comes out from the Orachaim HaKadosh. The Rashba Menachos asks how B'nai Yisrael were commanded in Tefillin when they left Mitzrayim, if the Parshas of Shman Vayam Shemoa wouldn't be taught for another 40 years. That's the Rashba's question. So the Rashba says it must be that they got the Parshas of Shman Vayam Shemoa in Pesach Mitzrayim, even though they wouldn't be written down to Sefer Devarim. Again, there's a din of writing down versus what was taught versus what Moshe was told, and each one has a place where it fits in. The last is the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos regarding Yayin Nesach. The Rambam seems to say clearly that Yayin Nesach only existed a certain part in the desert and not a later part in the desert. And the Ramban questions the Rambam because the whole Torah is given to Har Sinai. And that will also play out again as well. Yayin Nesach, is that from Har Sinai? Is it only later, after the wars, before the wars? But all of these different questions, can you have an approach now with the Chazon Ish and the Kli Chemda? The approach of, was it taught to Moshe at Har Sinai? When was it taught to Bnei Yisrael, even though Moshe may have known everything? And then when was it written down so it became a chelik of the Torah? Okay, stop here.